Does evil exist? There is a question which has haunted the human race for thousands of years, and it is, does evil exist? Some people think it doesn't and they can do anything to achieve their personal goals, no matter who it might hurt. Others even do far worse. It seems there are different levels if evil exists, and the first one is what I call mild evil. This is saying things which might hurt others. Sometimes these things are in the form of rumors, and it really doesn't matter even if they are true, because gossip itself can be considered a mild evil. The second stage would have to be causing physical harm to others. It might affect people in such a way they will no longer be able to provide for their family, or even put them in a dangerous position just to advance one's self in some way. The third and final level is not caring if what one does causes people to die or suffer serious injury. Some of the reasons for this could be to annihilate a race of people or declare a war just to get more powerful. There are also plenty of other reasons. The line between evil and a dangerous mental illness blurs. Most people believe Hitler was evil, as was many of those who supported him. As proof of this, they state what he did to the Jews and other races who he tried to wipe out using concentration camps. There are plenty examples in history of tyrants who were responsible for the deaths of many people because they wanted more land, more power, or both. When people think of Napoleon, they usually don't think of an evil tyrant, but they should. He started many wars to gain power and didn't seem to worry much about the people he killed. When he tried to conquer Russia, he ran when he saw his entire grand army being wiped out. Some think people like this are not basically evil, but their brains are different than the rest of us. In other words, they don't have the basic empathy for others most of us are born with. That leads to the question, can a person be taught to be evil? Could it happen without them even realizing it? If a person is raised in a criminal household, is there more of a chance they will become a criminal? Recent reports about studies on this subject state the answer is yes. It seems environment has a lot to do with how a person views life. In the ancient days, when someone committed a horrible crime, many people believed a demon had taken over those people. Even today, there are those who believe in demons. The consensus of opinion seems to be you can be evil without being taken over by a demon if they do exist. On the other hand, some people believe there have been cases where it was obvious demons took over a body, and they cite some of the cases where exorcisms took place. I guess if you see people floating off their bed or twisting their heads all around, this is all the proof you need. There have been a few cases like this. Some leaders actually enjoyed watching people suffer and die. One of the most famous ones was Vlad the Impaler. He is the character Dracula was modeled after. It is said when he fought the Ottoman Empire, he impaled thousands of people, including not only men but also women and children. The story goes he would eat his meals outside so he could watch them suffer. I ask you, if the stories are true, was this the act of a normal person, an evil one, or a mentally ill one? It is said you could actually see Vlad getting crueler as time went by. Some say no matter how mentally disturbed one might become, only a truly evil person could do what Vlad did. The Romans put up long lines of crucified slaves when they caught Spartacus, but no one to my knowledge then had a picnic and watched these men die for sport. Some neuroscientists say evil is an antiquated concept. They claim this concept has done more harm than good. I don't get that, but okay. They say what we consider as evil are just malfunctions of the brain. They also lump in brain malformations. They don't believe people made conscientious decisions to harm or hurt others. Tell that to all the cops who have recently been killed by being ambushed lately. You can't tell me these were not conscientious decisions. Could evil exist if there was no devil? We all know the Bible says Lucifer, the devil, was cast out of heaven and sent to rule hell, and he even tempted Jesus. This in itself is enough for many people to believe the devil is real and is the source of all evil. Some people believe the devil not only exists but he is keeping up with the times in the methods he uses to tempt people. Some so-called experts are saying evil is much more interesting than good. I think they have been watching too many movies. If evil exists, yes, it has modernized. Just look at all the advanced weapons aimed at different nations, including our own. Mostly good has won, but that seems to be changing in the world. The answer to the question, does evil exist, seems to be yes, it does. There are some very powerful people we don't hear much about who are really controlling things with their immense wealth, and they want to put the entire populations of countries under their control, and they also want to destroy most of the population by limiting their ability to reproduce. So far this has not happened, but there has been much talk about it. Smaller populations are easier to control. Scientists have started to realize our consciousness may not be coming from our brains, but from somewhere else, and this has been proven by finding a couple of people who don't have a brain but still function somehow and have an average IQ. This would destroy the neuroscientists' idea that brain malfunctions would cause people to do bad things. I believe we all have the ability to desire things, but most of us have ethical concerns on how we accomplish this. There are just some people who were not taught right from wrong at home or have such strong selfish desires, they will do anything to get what they want, and to me this is true evil.